We are currently in the middle of another exciting NBA season. Join Tim Roy and the crew on KINS 106.3 for all your Golden State Warriors basketball action.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. Today, I want to shed some light on the belief that it's okay to go for a swim at our beaches if you're a strong swimmer and you know what to do in a rip current. The truth is, our ocean conditions aren't really good for going for a swim at the beach most of the time. Sure, there are some days when you can get away with it, but there are many, many more days where it can be fatal, even if you're a strong swimmer and a rip current expert. There are two reasons why our beaches are so different. First of all, our rip currents are not like the rip currents that you get at the beaches in Southern California and Florida, and here's why. Rip currents in those regions are often simple, so that there is a relatively narrow stretch of the beach where there's a strong outrushing of water that is uniform until the rip current ends some distance from shore. That is the classic rip current setup, and it's the one that the posters were made for. You know, the ones you see on the beaches in Southern California that tell you don't fight the current, but instead swim out of the current, then swim to shore. The problem on our beaches is that it can be impossible to figure out which way to swim to get out of the rip current. Our rip currents can shoot straight out from the beach for a short distance, then turn off to the right, then shoot straight out for another little short distance, and then off to the left, and so on. In fact, if you surf perch fish around here, then you know exactly what I'm talking about, because your hook and sinker get pulled all over the place by this wild current. Now, when you're dog paddling in this environment, it can be really hard to figure out which way to swim to get out of the rip current. If you had all the time in the world, you could eventually get out of the rip current and swim to shore, but you don't have all the time in the world, and the reason is the other aspect of our beaches that is so different compared to those in Southern California and Florida. It's the water temperature. The water at our beaches is so cold that you can lose your ability to tread water within just a few minutes through a process called cold water paralysis. Essentially, when your body gets immersed in really cold water, it attempts to protect your vital organs by prioritizing blood flow to your torso and away from your arms and legs so that you can lose your ability to tread water and keep your head above water. That's why surfers wear wetsuits to protect them from cold water paralysis. So, the complexity of our rip currents mixed with our cold water makes for a deadly combination for someone who just jumps in to go for a swim, or for someone who's pulled into the surf unexpectedly from either a sneaker wave or because they got too close to the water on a steep beach. And being a strong swimmer and a rip current expert is not enough to survive up here. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.